To you all, please turn to John chapter 6. John chapter 6 in the New Testament. I'm going to read from verse 22. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with the disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labour for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Jesus Christ is the bread of life. As this chapter opens, chapter 6, we find that Jesus is preaching to a hungry multitude. He's been preaching for a while, and he becomes aware after he's finished that they are hungry, very hungry. So he does that which only God could do. As you read this miracle, it will dawn upon you that nobody else would be able to do this. Nobody else could feed this multitude. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he just takes 5 small loaves and 2 fishes, and from them, after having given thanks, he feeds a multitude. And somebody has worked it out that it's possibly as many as 15,000 souls there that the Lord Jesus Christ fed. The passage said that there were 5,000 men, so obviously there would be others there as well, maybe as many as 15,000. And after all the people were satisfied, the disciples took up 12 baskets full of extras left over, fragments left over from the miracle. One basket for every doubting disciple. It's a lovely picture that the Lord gives of his abundant giving, his abundant ability. And it serves as an illustration for what he would tell them later, as recorded in this chapter 6, about the Lord Jesus himself being the bread of life. What's what we've just read. In this passage, we're presented with a new portrait of the Lord Jesus Christ, one that had never been given before, one that possibly nobody would have ever thought of. And maybe they would have thought the expression that Jesus used quite strange. "I am the bread of life." it would appear perhaps to be a strange thing to say. Jesus here is presented as the bread of life. And it's an interesting portrait, a fascinating portrait of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that that could mean to us today. Bread is a substance known and used throughout the world by many. Multitudes use bread in some form or other. From the Scot who goes down in the morning to get the loaf of mother's pride, to a native somewhere making their own bread, heating it up. We have leavened bread, we have unleavened bread. And I remember when my kids were young, there was a Barney song. And there was all sorts of bread that they sang about, that people ate, pumpernickel bread and this, that and the other. It's consumed by people everywhere. And most people enjoy their bread. As we go through life, we realise that some people don't always like meat. Some people don't always eat the greens, but most like their bread. But it's not something that we think about as being particularly important. It's something that we take for granted. I remember reading about a passage about just prior to the French Revolution that the chief of the police of Paris, every day he would ask what the price of bread was. And if he knew that the price was escalating, that his day would be a difficult one. Bread was very important to Paris at that time, and people were starving because of the lack of it. It's one of the few foods that can be tolerated by most digestive systems. And when we take all of this together, the importance of it, it can become clear to us why the Lord Jesus Christ is portrayed as the bread of life. And I want us to see that he still is the bread of life to us all, that we can feed on him. There isn't a person in the world who cannot tolerate him. There isn't a person in the world who wouldn't